I do remember that story. It was pretty horrific.
Yeah. And I remember, I think I found this story because there was a lawyer that was involved, and he's a really good attorney by the name of, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Neil Rocklin or something, something of that name. And I could be wrong about that. I'm going back 5, 6, 7 years maybe. But the thing was, is they proved that the motorcycle, he was a little, so the state cop was a little negligent in it because he was there with his lights off, so it was hard for the guy to even know he was there. And they proved that, like they do with airplane accidents. They can tell when a light bulb breaks if they were on or if they were off. The way the filament stretches and breaks, they were hot. If it breaks like a spring, you know, just an ordinary spring, which that's what the filament looks like most times, you know, it breaks differently. So, it almost stretches when it's red hot, right? And that's how they know. But I think also the light kill switch, dark mode, they found the motorcycle that was switched on, meaning no lights, right? So the poor guy never had a chance to know he was there in the dark. And that's what it come down to.